The Collier County Sheriff's Office has always had a close relationship with local schools and students. Back in 1977, then-Sheriff Aubrey Rogers created the Youth Relations Bureau, which made CCSO one of the first law enforcement agencies to put deputies in schools full-time. Just 1 year later, in 1978, CCSO began its Explorers program. To this day, Sheriff Kevin Rambosk continues this program, which lets high school students get an up-close look at the sheriff's office and explore a possible career in law enforcement. But even if a student isn't interested in becoming a deputy, the Explorers program offers valuable lessons and useful training. In this episode, we take an inside look at the Explorers and the many facets involved with the program. First, I talk to Corporal Jim Brown and Corporal John Baracco, who lead the Explorers. They describe the hands-on training students get with the Sheriff's Office, like learning how to make a traffic stop or how to check a room for suspects. The corporals also share stories about the confidence and self-esteem boosts the Explorers get from this program. Then I talked to two of the Explorers themselves while the group was touring CCSO's Real-Time Operations Center, also known as The Rock. Mia Martinez and Daisy Reyes, both high school students, tell us how the program has benefited them and prepared them for life after graduation. This is Sworn Statement, a podcast by the Collier County Sheriff's Office under the direction of Sheriff Kevin Rambosk. I'm your host, Adam Fisher. Hello, everybody. Welcome back into the Sworn Statement podcast, the podcast of the Collier County Sheriff's Office. And as we said at the top, we are talking about our Explorers program, and I'm with the two deputies who help run this program. I'm here with Corporal Jim Brown. Corporal Brown, how are you?
Excellent. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. And then Corporal John Baracco. Corporal, how are you?
Excellent.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you guys joining us. You guys are both in our Youth Relations Bureau. You're Youth Relations Deputies, which means you work at the schools during the day, so you're very familiar with the kids. But then you also run the Explorers program. So from the top, just explain it to us. Corporal Brown, I'll start with you. Just give me your pitch. What is the Explorers program? What do you guys do?
We do a little bit of everything. We build relationships with students. Starts off, we'll take middle schoolers, and we call that a cadet. Once they turn 14, they actually become an Explorer. And we can have them up to the age of 18.
So you said we do everything. Explain to us kind of the idea behind the program, that it is to kind of train them for possibly a career in law enforcement, right?
Training in law enforcement, absolutely. We've had a few go through the Explorer program, have gone into law enforcement. A majority of our kids, though, we find are actually using the training, the regiment, how do you say it? It's just regimented military kind of style training.
Yeah.
They actually go into the military. We've had a lot go Army and a lot go into the Marines.
Wow, that's great. So, Corporal Baracco, tell us what you do with the kids, because I saw you last night. We were at The Rock together. You were exposing them to that side of our agency. But that's kind of the idea behind it, right, to show all these kids all about the different facets of law enforcement and the Collier County Sheriff's Office.
We expose them to a lot of different areas of this CCSO. We do the canine, VIN, dispatch, crime scene, SWAT, ag unit. Then we do some of the things like firearms training. We actually take them out and do sims. The ones that are old enough, which are 16 above, we take out to the range.
Oh.
And we have some range instructors teach them in how to properly use a firearm and target shooting. When we go out to delegates, they actually compete against other Explorer troops in the firearms. We do a lot of other things besides the CCSO, like our HR would come out and teach the kids about properly interviewing.
Oh, wow.
We have some recruiters come in and talk to them from the Marine Corps and the Army. We haven't had any luck with the other branches, but those two have come out annually and talk to the kids, explain what they do, and give them an opportunity there. We've had some even do that and do CCSO. We have a couple that are like reservists and come and work for us. Just try and get them exposed to a lot of different things so they have a choice in life. And if they join the CCSO, they know what's there for them to do.
And you guys are very familiar with this program. You've been doing it for quite a while, right? How long have you guys each been with Explorers?
I've been with the Explorers 8 years.
at least 20, if not more.
Wow. Yep. Fantastic. And it did start, I just found out today, in 1978. So just 1 year after the Youth Relations Bureau started at the Collier County Sheriff's Office. So you guys are very experienced with it, a lot of experience in the Explorers. Just tell me why you feel it's an important program. Obviously, you've been around it as long as you have for a reason. Corporal Brown, why do you feel this program is important for these kids?
It builds character. These kids, we have two different, I'm not going to say they're two different posts. It's one big post, but we have these kids that are from Immokalee, and we have kids from Naples, and we integrate these kids together. And they build, a lot of them have built lifelong relationships, have built friendships. But it's learning for these kids. It's building character, responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that as well, Corporal Baracco, that you think it's...
I've seen that. And the thing I like best about the program is the way they, like he said, develop relationships. But you see different people from different areas, different experiences. And the way they all get along is really nice. Because a lot of kids from Immokalee and that aren't exposed to kids from Naples. And then when you put them together in that kind of environment, it's not like when you have a football game and they're going against each other. They all get along. They do teamwork events and stuff like that. That really, it makes it really nice program.
So what has been the reaction from the kids when you're working with them? I mean, what is their favorite thing to do? How do they respond to all these activities? I'm sure it's across the board.
It's kind of hard to say, I think, what their favorite activity is. I know Baracco was talking about, there are other things we do as well. I mean, we work the fair, mm-hmm. All right? We man a gate. We work swamp buggies, where we're actually, it's community service, all right? We're picking up trash. We're parking cars, making sure everything's clean. The companies actually, I guess you want to say, they pay the Explorers to do it. And the monies that we receive from that, that helps us buy the uniforms. That helps us purchase items that we need for training with these kids.
It also allows us to do things like delegates, which was one of the fun events we did this year. And it's really amazing because one of the students said to us, "This is the nicest place I've ever been."
Wow.
So it was really rewarding to us when we heard it.
That hit home.
Explain that to us. You mentioned that a few times, delegates. That is the kind of the statewide almost convention that all the Explorers posts go to. Is that correct?
Yes. All the Explorer troops throughout the state of Florida will meet in one county. The county hosts it, and they have different events that the students participate in. Like I said earlier, the shooting, but they also do like building clearing. They've had canine demonstrations for them. All the events that we teach them in throughout the year, they'll do different ones at the delegates. And then they end the whole thing with this really big formal feast, which is really cool. Then they have little parties for them where they'll do like dancing and they'll integrate with other troops and learn different things about their troops, how we differ from like a different county.
And so the kids in this program, can they be in for multiple years? Is it a one-year program or how does that work? Just as long as they're in high school, they're able to?
Well, we'll take them as a cadet again, a seventh grader. So they can come to us. We've had several that have seventh grade all the way through. They start in seventh grade. Once they turn 14 and they're in high school, they become an Explorer. And we will have them all the way through to the day they graduate. Hmm.
So I imagine for you guys, it's pretty rewarding. You get pretty close. I mean, you guys are in the schools as YRDs because you care about the kids and keeping them safe. But to do this, what's it like for you guys to be able to do this and form these extra bonds with the kids?
I think this program is more rewarding because the kids we're dealing with have an interest in what we're doing.
Yeah.
And they kind of enjoy being around us and the different, you know, things we expose them to. Like when the SWAT team comes out, they bring out their Bearcat and they let them climb on the Bearcat. When we go out to the range, dealing with these range instructors that help them become better shots to compete, or if they go into the military to help us in the future. So I think there's a lot of reward for them and a lot of growth. Watching them grow, I mean, when we start and they're either a freshman or in middle school and watch them develop, and we have a rank structure in the Explorers so they can promote up into the Explorer program, it's really rewarding to watch them grow in the program.
We had, and I'm not going to list him by name by no means, but we have a current Explorer who, when he came to us several years back, was extremely quiet, extremely quiet, kind of afraid to come out of his shell. And Baracko and I worked with him, and he is now one of our sergeants and has just opened up and taken charge. But it's really cool to watch how he was shy, right, and kind of afraid, real quiet, and he has just opened up. It's amazing to watch this.
Well, you touched on the next question I had, because, you know, the idea behind this Explores, it exposes the kids to the parts of law enforcement, but not all of them. Most of them probably don't go into law enforcement, as you mentioned at the top, but I imagine there's a lot of benefits, as you started to touch on. Just how does this help a kid, even if they're not interested in being a cop or being a detective? How is this going through this program help them further in life?
I think the major thing is the work ethic. Mm-hmm. I mean, the 100%. Gentleman that Corporal Brown is talking about is a phenomenal work ethic. I mean, they accumulate community service hours, which will benefit them, but the one he's talking about has accumulated over 180 hours for the entire time he's been with the program. Wow. Each year. So, I mean, the dedication to the program and developing social skills where they interact, I think those are primary benefits I would see in the program.
I agree with that.
I must add, besides delegates, there are other things that we do, such as a boot camp occasionally, which is really interesting. It's like a military boot camp where Explorer troops from all over the state would come and they run them through a true boot camp.
Really?
It's, well, being a former Marine, well, still a Marine, but former enlisted, it's just like the boot camp that I had gone through, and it's really fun to watch them do that. They go through the obstacle courses and a lot of training, and we used to do it on the military base, Camp Landing, and it's great experience for them, and once again, the discipline is phenomenal.
Yeah. Tell me some of the details, I guess, specific. So when are the meetings? About how many kids do you guys have in each year, anything like that?
It varies year to year, but we've averaged between 35 and 52 students each year that we've been doing it.
Yep. It fluctuates. Every year it fluctuates. It's up, it's down. Different parts, times of the year, we get more students. Mm. As we get closer to graduation, we tend to lose a few. But we do require, you know, these kids to maintain decent grades. They can't be in trouble. Mm. And, you know, we stress that to them.
We meet on Wednesday nights at 5:30 out at Palmetto Ridges, one of the locations. That's the main location. But like this week we were at The Rock, or if we go out to dispatch or crime scene, we'll go to our facilities, and that's where they'll experience. When we shoot FATS, we go down to the PDC and they shoot the FATS.
I don't know if it was mentioned earlier, we're talking about firearms. We actually put them through an actual firearms course, a firearms safety course. Okay. And it's taught by some of our range instructors or those that are in actually youth relations. But they do go through that. That's a prerequisite that they have to attend that before they even shoot a sim.
Okay, that's great. That's fantastic. I know I had asked you what the kids' favorite part was or what the most exciting for them was, and it varies from kid to kid. How about for you guys? Is there a particular week of the year or activity that you love to see these kids do or love to train them on?
I don't have a real specific favorite. I enjoy all of it. I enjoy all the aspects. You know, watching them, we try and teach them, like, you know, room clearing or building entry, and
for the civilians, explain that. What is room clearing?
When law enforcement comes into, maybe it was a burglary call, you know, trespassing, something to that effect, and the officer has to go into and possibly look for a bad guy, right? So there's a certain way that they have to enter safety-wise. You have to go in and clear that building or clear that room to make sure it's safe, and you move forward. As we do this with the Explorers, it's not just a one-time shot. It's the same thing with traffic stops. We do a time, do it a little bit, do it again, but to watch them progress as they are learning and retaining more of this information, it's pretty cool to watch.
Do they go through the actual paces? They're in there, like, doing the physical clearing of the rooms?
Yes.
Practicing it, of course, but
we use blue guns, but yes, they go in and actually do that. With the traffic stops, we'll bring out the patrol cars, and if one of our Explorers actually drove to there, we'll use their car as the car on the stop. we'll use our lights in the spotlight in the parking lot. And they really enjoy that kind of stuff because they're actually using actual equipment.
Is it the same thing? Will the Explorer then have to do the traffic stop?
They get in the car and do it from A to Z.
That's fun. I bet a lot of the kids enjoy that.
Yeah, we might take a channel. We'll take our Wired E channel, and we'll have one of us as if we're the dispatcher. Mm-hmm. And then another advisor will be there, and we'll tell them how they have to call things out on the radio. We talk about safety precautions, you know, what to look for, but we put them through the paces, and we do that several times a year. And when they learn the room clearing, the building entry, the traffic stops, the handcuffing, this is stuff that they take to, and we had mentioned talking about delegates, the delegates trainings, that is where it comes into play. We train, we teach. At the delegates, it's not quite a competition, but they put that through the paces there.
Yeah, they get to put their skills to the test.
Yes.
So as we wrap up, tell me, I know you told me all the benefits, but if somebody's listening, they're curious about that for their kid, why would you suggest this program to them? And I'm going to start with Corporal Baraka.
I think it gives them an opportunity to make new friends, have new experiences, experience things that a lot of people will never experience. Yeah.
It's a chance for students to get exposed to the sheriff's office, you know, multi facets to our department, you know, all the different bureaus. And we open that up. The kids get to see it. Maybe it piques interest in them. You know, others have talked about, we've had several explorers that, yeah, I might want to do dispatch. You know, I really want to go into crime scene someday. And it just gives them an avenue, an experience to see these things that a lot of people don't get to.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic program. We can't recommend it enough. I really appreciate you guys, first of all, doing this, because I know the kids appreciate it, the sheriff appreciates it. But thank you for taking time to explain it to us.
Well, thank you for having us. And if anybody listening wants to come on out, we appreciate everybody coming out and trying the Explorers. I mean, they don't have to stick around. It might not be for everyone, but it's a great program, and I think a lot of the kids enjoy it.
Thank you for your time. And if anyone's interested, come out and give us a chance and see what we're all about. Thank you.
Next, let's talk with two students who are currently in the Explorers program. I sat down with Mia Martinez and Daisy Reyes recently as the Explorers were touring CCSO headquarters. Mia and Daisy both have been in the program for multiple years, and they told me what they like about the program and how it's preparing them for the future. Here is our conversation.
Hi, my name is Mia Martinez. I am a junior in Golden Gate High School. I'm Daisy Reyes, senior in Mockley High School.
And I'm talking to you all today because you're members of the Explorers program and you're here at CCSO headquarters exploring our real-time operations center today, but you're nice enough to take time to explain the program to me. Tell me just a beginning, explain it to me. Tell me what you guys do in the program, what you like about it. Mia, I'll start with you.
You have different interactions with different people. You have different experiences with different places. For example, you get to go to crime scene. You have the Rock. You have gun shooting ranges. And you just have, they take, you don't have, you have more different options to do different things. You just have different options. It's not just for traffic and just one single thing. So.
And Daisy, what have your thoughts on the program been so far?
It's been fun. Also, all the fun activities we do here in Explorers, like what Mia said, crime scenes and all that, we learn.
Is there something that's been your favorite so far? Something that stood out the most to you?
Shooting range stood out for me. I went in knowing nothing, scared, but it's been fun. I learned a lot. Last year I went to delegates with some people, and it was a really fun experience I had.
Nice. Mia, how about you? Anything that's been your favorite so far? Because this is your third year, right?
Yes. My favorite, I'd have to say the shooting range as well. I had never shot a gun before in my life. I did it first freshman year when I joined, and it was I was obviously scared, but they're with you. They're right by your side. They teach you everything, what you have to hold, how you have to hold the positions, everything. So it's wonderful.
That's great. And tell me, take me to the beginning. Why did you guys choose to join this program? Daisy, I'll start with you.
The reason why I joined Explorers was because I always wanted to be in law enforcement, learn all these different techniques we law enforcement do, different places you could be in the law enforcement. And I had different people were telling me which positions you wanted to do? And I was like, I'm not sure. Until freshman year, I'm like, I want to be a detective.
Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Mia? What got you involved, or what made you want to get involved with the Explorers?
I had always like been into the deputies, the cops, firefighters. It's just all action. I love the action. Also, if you don't like the sheriff's office, you also have considered Army, Marines. So it's not like you also have different meetings every Wednesday. They have different meetings about different things. Sometimes you get in the Army, the Marines, the recruiters come in and they talk to you. So if law enforcement or like sheriff's office isn't something you're into, you also have different options like Marines, Army. So.
And you both said you'd love to join the sheriff's office eventually after graduation, maybe. How do you feel this is preparing you for that future career?
Little by little, you go learning more things. You know, if it's something you're looking forward to, student clerk, then after Explorers or during Explorers, you can still be a student and work for the sheriff's office. It's also a good help to then go into the cadet program and just keep going on from there.
Daisy, how about you? Do you feel pretty good? Do you feel like this is preparing you and you still feel like you want to join law enforcement?
Yes, it does. I recently applied for the cadet program.
Okay.
But yeah, hopefully I get in the law enforcement industry.
What would you say to people that maybe are curious about this to get them into the program? Why would you suggest it or recommend it to somebody your age?
You just get a lot of new experience. Something I've learned a lot of things, actually. You just have different varieties of options for different things. If you want to learn something new, it's always, you got different options. Everything's open to you. It's not just one thing. You have an open mindset for different things, so it's wonderful.
Same thing, Daisy. If someone's curious about this program, what do you tell them?
Definitely join. Also, think about what you want to do in the law enforcement or different things you want to do in life. Also, we do need people to join Explorers here at Collier County because it's apparently my last year, which unfortunately. But definitely consider joining the Explorers program.
Thank you again to Corporal Brown and Corporal Baracco for joining us. And thanks to Explorers Mia Martinez and Daisy Reyes for sharing their thoughts. If you would like more information on the Explorer program, you can check our website at callyoursheriff.org or call our Youth Relations Bureau at 239-252-0144. This has been Sworn Statement, a podcast by the Collier County Sheriff's Office under the direction of Sheriff Kevin Rambosk. This episode was edited and produced by me, Adam Fisher, with audio recording by Brian Barcello. Thank you for listening.